So let's review. Am Rabbi Yechanan, Umen ein lechazaka, ben Umen yesh lechazaka. For a craftsman, chazaka is not proof of ownership. But for his son, who is not an Umen, a chazaka is proof of ownership. Similarly, Aris ein lechazaka, ben Aris yesh lechazaka. For a shearcropper, chazaka is not proof of ownership. But for his son, that is not an Aris, a chazaka is proof of ownership. However, Gazlin uven Gazlin ein len chazaka. For both a thief and his son, who is not a thief, a chazaka is not proof of ownership. And the Gemara explains the distinction as follows. This is a case in which all the sons claimed that they inherited the field from their father, and there were also witnesses who confirmed that the owner admitted to the father that he sold him the field. Therefore, ben umen ben oris yesh lechazaka, because ikalim emakushta kamri. We assume that the owner admitted willingly, and the father legally owned the field, and chazaka shesh imaitaina have a chazaka. Since the son's chazaka is supported by edim, the chazaka is valid. However, ben gazlan ain land chazaka because, as Rav Kahana says, ilav de oidi lei have a mamti lei ulechamar leshachver. We assume that the owner admitted against his will because the thief threatened to have the government confiscate his property. And since chazaka sheinu mataina lei have a chazaka, the son's chazaka is not supported by any proof. The chazaka is not valid. Rabbi Yechanan concludes, however, ben benoy shel gazlan yesh le chazaka. For the grandson of a thief, a chazaka is valid proof of ownership because, as the Rashbam explains, detoyin ma'avi yirashti va'avi l'hoya gazlan. If he claims that he inherited the field from his own father, who was not a thief, but not from his grandfather, who was a thief, and he also brings a raya that his father occupied the field, and even though he has no taina that his father bought the field from the owner, in this case, tanina liyarish bezdin claims for an heir that his father acquired the property from the owner. Rava says, sometimes even for the son of a thief, a chazaka is proof of ownership. If he claims that he inherited the field from his father's father, who is not a thief, as Tosis explains, even though the field passed through the hands of his father, the gazlan, for whom a chazaka is not valid proof, nevertheless for the son, his chazaka is a valid proof. The Gemara explains that the halacha of gazlan ein lechazaka would apply to the following. Either kagan shehochzik al sada zu begazlanusa, a person who is known to have stolen and occupied a certain field, and as the Rashbam explains, bahu sada hu de ein lechazaka, al bashar sada yesh lechazaka. Only on that field his chazaka is not valid, but on other fields his chazaka is valid. Or kagan debayis plain de shehargi nefashas al iski mamon, a person who is known to kill people for monetary matters, and bishum karka ein lem chazaka. For all fields, his chazak is not valid because shekaladim yare limchespan. The owner is afraid to make a macha. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tan rabbanan uman ein lechazaka yard mum nasa yesh lechazaka. Regarding a craftsman, only while he practices this craft, a chazak is not proof of ownership. But if he gave up this craft and then took possession of the item, the chazak is proof of ownership. Similarly, aris ein lechazaka. Yard me'arisusa yesh lechazaka. Regarding a sharecropper, only while he maintains this job, a chazaka is not proof of ownership. But if he gave up this job and then took possession of the field, the chazaka is proof of ownership. Similarly, ben shechalak, ve'isha shenizgarsha, harein kishar koladim. If a son separated from his father's properties and then took possession of his father's field, or a woman was divorced and then took possession of her husband's field, the chazaka is a valid proof. The Gemara continues, Rav Nachman said that Rav Huna related the following halacha. Kulon sheviu raya, reyasin raya, umamidin sada biyadin. If an uman or aris brought a proof of eden who testify that the owner admitted to selling them the field, even if loynasin ma'is, the eden did not see them pay the owner, the proof is valid, and they are given possession of the field. However, gazan sheviu raya, if a thief brought a proof of eden who testify that the owner admitted to selling him the field, it depends. If leinasin ma'is, the eden did not see the thief pay the owner in rayos araya ve'imamidin sada biyadei. The proof is not valid, and he's not given possession of the field because, as the Gemara said earlier, ilav de oidilei have a mamtilei lechamri leshachver. He might have threatened the owner. And the Gemara adds that Rav Huna holds af bishtar in rayos araya. Even if the owner wrote a shtar for the ganim that he sold in the field, but leinasin ma'is, the proof of shtar is not valid because, as the Rashbam explains, machmas pachad kasav lehashtar. The owner possibly wrote the document because he feared the thief. However, nasan le ma'is royosiraya. If Edom did see the thief pay the owner for the field, Rav Huna holds the proof is valid, and even though the thief coerced the owner to sell him the field, the sale is effective, as Rav Huna later says, Tel Yehu b'Yahav zavine zavine. the person was coerced to sell his field and he was paid money, the sale is effective because agav de mekabel zuzi gamar mikne. Since the owner was paid, he agrees to the sale. The Gemara mentions others who disagree with Rav Huna as follows. Raya be'edim. All agree that if there's only edim for the owner's admission, but there were no edim for the payment, and there was no shtar, and regarding gazlan, ein riyos raya, because ilav de oidilei havamamtu lelechamer l'shachver. Raya b'shtar. If the owner wrote a shtar for the thief that he sold in the field, but loy nosin mois, it depends on the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, regarding sikrikrin, an akum would threaten a Jew with his life unless he relinquished his property during times when it was against the law for an akum to kill a Jew. As the Mishnah Masechet Gittin states, lakach misikrukin b'chazav lakach mibal abayis mekhei batal. If Yisrael ceded his field to a sikrukin and another Yisrael first bought the field from the sikrukin and then he also bought it from the original owner, the sale is not effective because, as Rashbam explains, machmas pachad the sikrukin hikna loy lilikech. The original owner only sold the field because he was afraid of the sikrukin. Rav holds, loy shanu el da'amod loy lech chazek v'kanei al bishtar kana. Mekri batal is only if the owner verbally told the lekeach, go and acquire the field. But if the owner wrote a shtar for the lekeach, then mekri kaim, because as the Rashbam explains, mipacha de gazan loy mesadi v'kasva edim shikra. The witnesses would not write and sign a false document out of fear of the thief. Shmuel disagrees and says, as Rav Huna, af b'shtar nami loy kana, at sheyichtav loy achrayis. Mekri batal is even if the owner wrote a shtar for the lekeach, because machmas pachad kasav loy hashtar. The witnesses would write and sign a false document out of fear of the thief. Nasam le mois. If Edim did see the thief pay the owner for the field, Rav Huna holds mekhe kaim. The sale is effective because agav de mekabel zuzi gamar o mikne. Since the owner was paid, he agrees to the sale. While Rav Bibi holds karka ein loy av mois yeshloy. The sale is not effective. The thief must return the field to the owner, and the owner refunds his money because loy gomar mekni, even though the owner was paid, he does not agree to the sale.